Well, we've invited Dave McDonald in the studio with us this morning. And you have 8 minutes to give us the entire history of Branch County, Dave.
It can be done almost.
Hello, we've invited Dave back in the studio today to talk about recounting the history of Branch County, a project that's been going on in this incarnation for a year and a half, 2 years?
Yeah, it's about 2 years.
Of recreating or coming up with a new version, a new edition, I guess, of the history of Branch County. Not the first time a book like this has been done, right?
Well, there's earlier editions that have been done over the last 150 years. And Mabel Honeywell from Brunson had put a nice book together in 1979, and then she, in fact, was one of the people that was pushing me to do a new book.
Yeah.
She felt that one needed to be done, and I had just retired, and it was like, okay, I can do this now. And we started a project of putting the new history book together and updating the county information.
All right. So what, when you put this vision together, and maybe it's changed a little bit since first started a couple of years ago, but what's the vision of what this book will either look like or be for posterity?
Well, what we're trying to do, of course, first was all the family stories that we can get in there, we will find room for, and we've received a number of them from very small to very large. We also are looking for to capture the history of the county. If you look at some of the old books, they talk about different places in Branch County, but what we wanted to do with technology today would be to capture imagery of the county. And so some of the projects that we have done over the last 2 years, I've traveled to every village, city, community in Branch County, and along with two great helpers, Larry Hoffman and Bonnie Sherman, we have taken pictures of absolutely every business area that we can find in all the communities, the churches, the schools, and even the cemeteries, because a lot of people are looking for them for different projects. So we have tried to get all that imagery there. And then we've gone back and looked for the old pictures. And so we have found just tons of pictures over the last 150, well, not 150 years, but over at least probably about the last 100 years, everything from the very earliest camera images up to current day, so that we give people a sense of how the communities in Branch County have changed. What did they look like in the 1950s or in the 1900s and late 1800s? What does the community look like today? And in that way, in another 100 years, when people are looking at the book, they'll be able to do a measure again. You know, what does the world look like today in Branch County, and how has it changed? So that was the idea, was a snapshot in time.
Okay. So when this is done, then, you'll have that in a hardcover edition?
Absolutely. It's a national publisher, and so it's going to be a hardback book, very much like a textbook, and a very nice quality.
Okay. You had to put a cap on it at some point. I know you're trying to get as much information as possible, but you have to draw a line in the sand and say, we need to get this to the publisher, and you've set that date now.
Yes. As I had promised when I was on here a while back, when we were ready, we would make sure everybody knew that the clock was now ticking. And so we're using this week to announce that Thanksgiving will be the close of taking stories in for the new history book, so that we can begin to consolidate all that information and get it to the publisher.
Okay. And expecting a press time of when? First of the year, then?
Oh, now that we're getting dangerous. It's a very elaborate process that you go through with three different edits of the book. And my understanding from the publisher is that that's about a 6-month experience.
Okay.
So we'll cap everything at the end of November. We'll get it all consolidated and off to them. And then this coming spring, summer, we'll be announcing that the books are available, and we'll probably distribute them from the Wing House Museum in Coldwater.
Okay. And again, you know, you talk about technology and how things have changed, and it's easy to find stuff on the internet, but maybe not complete. this is, I think it should be a book that that every family has on their shelf, shouldn't it?
Oh, sure. That was the whole intent, and, you know, is to let families be able to tell their stories in their own words so that when their great-great-great-grandchildren are looking for their family history, they're not just finding a story, but they're finding the words of their own, you know, families that are telling them, where did their family come from? What are they doing? What are they doing now in Branch County? What brought them here? Yeah. And so it's kind of a way to protect those stories for the generations.
Okay, so wrapping up the end of November then, and you guys are down at the fair this week.
Yes, we're at the fair this week. We've got a really interesting exhibit because the Detroit Museum had done a piece on the Loomis Battery from Branch County, and we came in possession of all of their big 9-foot by 5-foot banners, which we have hanging in the Burton Building, and so you can get some real history on the people. They're all portraits and stories about each of the individuals in the Loomis Battery. And that is there for people. And Larry Hoffman, who is, of course, into the reenactment scene, has come up with a Union and a Confederate uniform for us that we have on display. So it's quite interesting.
All right. So folks, certainly make sure they stop by there. Could get more information about the book and either how to purchase the book or how to get something into the book then, right?
Yes. We have all the information there along with a sheet that says, ding, ding, the time is running out.
All right. Perfect. Dave, we'll stay in touch as we get closer to the deadline, all right?
Okay. Thank you.
Dave McDonald, who recounted most of the history of Branch County there in about 8 minutes or so with us this morning.